Yes, I know the song, but what is your point?
I mean the producers of the things the song praises. The physician, the trainer, and the business person will immediately challenge you. First, the physician will say, "Socrates, Gorgias is deceiving you because it is my art, not his, which produces the greatest good." And when I ask who he is to say this, he'll answer, "I'm a physician." "What do you mean?" I'll say. "Do you mean that your art produces the greatest good?" Then he'll say, "Certainly, for isn't health the greatest good? What greater good can men have, Socrates?" Then the trainer will come and say, "Socrates, I'll be surprised if Gorgias can show that his art does more good than mine." I'll ask him who he is to say this, and he'll reply, "I'm a trainer, and my job is to make people beautiful and physically strong." As soon as I finished with the trainer, the business person will arrive and will look down on all of them. Socrates, the business person, will say, "Consider whether Gorgias or anyone else can produce any greater good than wealth." You and I will ask, "Are you a creator of wealth?" The business person will say, "Yes." We will ask, "Do you consider wealth to be the greatest good?" And the answer will be, "Yes, of course." But then I'll say, "My friend Gorgias contends that his art produces a greater good than yours." And the business person will surely ask, "What is this good? Now, Gorgias, I want you to answer this question. What is the good that you create?"
"Socrates, it really is the greatest good. It is what gives freedom to individuals and gives rulers the power of ruling over others."
"And what do you think that is?"
"It is the power of words that persuades judges in court, senators in the legislature, citizens in the assembly, or participants in any other public meeting. If you have this power, the physician and trainer will serve you. Because of your ability to speak and persuade others, the business person will make money for you."
"Now, Gorgias, I think you've accurately explained your understanding of the art of rhetoric. You say that rhetoric produces persuasion. This and nothing else is the summit and goal of rhetoric.